It's an incredible schus to have in our base medrash Rebbe Umari, Rav Pinchas Friedman. You know, there's a few tzaddikim in the world that we know. We don't even know often their names. We just call them by their svarim. We call the Chafetz Chaim the Chafetz Chaim. His name wasn't Chafetz Chaim. Rav Yisrael Meir HaKoyen Kagan. We call the Chassam Sofer the Chassam Sofer. Rebbe Umari is known throughout the entire world as the Shvila Pinchas. And that's the name of his Heilige Svarim that have changed, literally changed the world. That we have the schus that the Rebbe was in America for Baruch Hashem for a Simcha, agreed to come share some chizik with us. And the Rebbe doesn't have to take of his time. His mamish is every minute is a diamond. So it's an amazing schus, and everybody should recognize that schus on a personal level. My life is, I'm a different person because of the Rebbe and because of his Torah. I often share the Torah with all the Talmidim, and to have the Rebbe here in person is an incredible, incredible schus. And we want to thank the Rebbe for everything he does for us and all of Klal Yisrael. We see the Rebbe, as we see, is a Chassidish Rebbe, is a Belzer Tzaddik. And to come to our world, we see what that means. That means that he understands what Avos Yisrael is, and understands what Torah is. And it's a schus that he agreed to come share some words of chizik with us. Everyone should take this all to heart and appreciate this schus that we have. I want to thank the Rebbe.
First of all, good morning, Shalom Aleichem. I want to correct one thing. Our world, your world, is the same world. We belong to the same Tata, to the same Father. So with that, same world, all over. All kind of, when you're in the military, you have all kind of soldiers. One is in the front, one is in the back. We all belong to the Tzav of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it doesn't really, I don't feel my world, your world, the same world. The world of Torah, the same Creator, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I want to share some divrei Torah with you. So, from experience, I'm going to start bringing up something just to get in the shmooze. But from experience, I think sometimes questions and answers may be more relevant and more toelus. So, if someone will begin. And if someone wants that question, just mark it, and we'll see for the time how much time we have to address those questions, which may be big to elders. So let's begin. We are here before Hanukkah, so close to Hanukkah. So we'll talk about Hanukkah. Davar Beitoy. There's so much to talk about Hanukkah that it's hard to. Where to begin? And there's no question about it. At least where to begin. So we're lighting the Hanukkah, which is amazing that we don't have in any Yemen Tovim, that it's mainly at night, in the darkness. We put it out now, because of the Golus, we put it in the, but the original tikkun is to put it on Pesach, Beisam in Bechutz, take out the light of the Torah that you absorb. It's amazingly the message which is relevant for every boy, for every bocher, for every person, that you are in the yeshiva, you absorb the ner mitzvah of the Torah, but the tachlis is that when you go out of the Beis HaMedrash, you should bring along that light of Torah and be able to light the darkness that's outside the Beis HaMedrash. I always say, we know that the Gemara is called Havayas d'Abaye v'Rova. The sugyas that Abaye v'Rova were mafalpa with each other. And the question is, Why is the Torah, the Niglus HaTorah, the Gemara in Sukkah, Dav Kof Ches Amud Aleph, why is it called Havayas Dabaye Verova? There were so many big Chachmei HaTorah, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Why were Abaye Verova Zoiche that the Torah is called on their name? So I think that the reason for that is that the Gemara says in Masechtas Brachas, the Gemara says that, I don't remember which daf exactly, but because I'm saying it, what comes, Memches maybe, I think Memches, that Abaye Verova were small children. They were small children, and they sat before their Rebbe, Rabbe. And Rabbe wanted to see who they are, what their talents is, and he asked them, children, Rachmona, lemi mevorchem, to whom do you make a bracha? So they said, L'Rachmona, Kaddish Baruch Hu. So he asked them, Rachmona, Hecha Yosef, where does Kaddish Baruch Hu sit? So the Gemara said, the Rava showed with his finger in the yeshiva. He showed the finger towards the Kaddish Baruch Hu is up high. Abaye went out of the Besamedrash and showed towards the sky. So the Gemara says, Rava said, he was on his pole, he said, Terveicha Rabbanan Avisa, both of you will become big rabbis. And the Gemara finishes off that this is the saying goes that a certain pre, when it's still small, you can see whether it's going to be a nice fruit or it wouldn't be matzliach so much. Because everything begins when you're young. So what was his big ispailas that he got so much carried away from the... What was the riddle over here? The thing is that Rabbah asked them, how do you connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yes, where does HaKadosh Baruch Hu sit? A king, Vayeshev Hashem Melech La'olam. When the king sits on his stool, that means that he exercises his kingdom. V'rachmano hecha, how is HaKadosh Baruch Hu sit as a king to be a melech on the world? So Rava said, how? You learn. You need to sit in Besamedrash and learn. If you don't learn in Besamedrash, if you won't be yeshiva, how are you going to be a Jew? I always say, when you come into the yeshiva, never forget, I live in Eretz Yisrael, so it's much more alive, the subject of Muhammad, of war. So if you go out in war, you need to learn how to shoot. The Lamed is B'nai Yehuda Keshet. You need to learn all the tricks. You need to go to the army. They get up in the morning. They exercise. They learn how to take heat and cold and not to sleep. Then you can go out and then you have a chance to survive. We are in Tzava Hashem. We're going outside. It's very dark outside, Meirav Rabbeisai. It's very dark, very dangerous. If we don't learn how to use the Klei Neshek, we won't survive Ruch Niyazdik. It's a big danger out there. So when I see the Bokharam over here, in my world, not in your world, in my world, I see young kids that we need to teach them, to give them tools, how to survive in the world, in the outside world. Because without Torah, without connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we will not survive. We will become victims of the tavas of the world, and will become another species that enjoys supposedly Olam Hazeh and does not enjoy. Because if you don't give for the neshama, we spoke about that on the way. If you don't give food for the neshama, then you will never be happy. I once had a shmuz for people that were, they were looking for something, and I said, there was well-to-do people. I said, you all have everything. Why are you sitting here? They looked at me. You're chasing. No, I'm not chasing you. I want to know why you're sitting here. Because you're not happy. If somebody, the entire day, is working, eating, enjoying, movies, and that doesn't bring happiness. It's just dope that you need to constantly give yourself so you to be able to survive. I remember I asked one of them, that was, I said, he didn't have any problem, he had a nice wife and children, and I said, why do you want to become a Baal Teshuva? He says, because every day we're saying, in Hebrew it comes out more interesting, let's go to La'avir et Hazman. What's it?
Pastime.
Yeah, that's the translation. Let's go into pastime. So he says, I'm looking, when is the time going to come? I'm constantly passing time. So if you don't give for the neshama, you will never be satisfied. And that is the secret. The Gemara says in Masechet Shabbos of Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, the Gemara says that the Ger came to Shammai and he said, Gairenu, I want to be misgayer, but you should teach me the entire Torah when I'm standing on one foot. So he pushed him away. It's impossible. What are you saying? Hillel said, you should love your friend as your own self. This is kol haTorah kula. This is the entire Torah, and the rest is only a parish. Why is va'avta l'reacha kamoicha kol haTorah kula? There's so many mitzvahs. Tefillin. What has tefillin got to do with va'avta l'reacha kamoicha? But Hillel told him a very deep thing. He told him like this. Va'avta l'reacha kamoicha means you should love the friends that's within you. Ani Hashem. We know that the Gemara says Shloisha Shittim Bodim is three partners in a person. Father, mother, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The father and the mother create the body, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates the Nishoma. Shoma Shenesatobi. Just like the body needs nourishment, you eat three times a day, and between meals, you have a drink. The neshama needs nourishment as well. And the nourishment of the neshama is Ramach Mitzvah Seseh, 248 Mitzvah Seseh, Shesos, 365 Loiseseh, Torah. This is the nourishment of the neshama. And if you will only nourish the body and you will not give nourishment to the neshama will nag. It won't have menicha. It won't have peace. The nicest, sweetest life is when you combine the neshama and the guf. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu created them together. Give nourishment to the neshama, learning Torah, connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Hillel said to the Ger. Love your friend. Who is that? Ani Hashem. The chelik that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you, that is the chelik that you need to love, just like you love your body. I once explained with that Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is a day of Kaporos Avoinus, and Yom Kippur, the pasuk says, "Ve'inisim es nafshoshechem." You shouldn't eat. Shouldn't drink. You should. I say benisim.
Suffering.
There's no word translation for that. You should.
Afflict.
You should give pain for the body. Why? What's benisim is not your cycle. One day of not eating is it equals the kaparos of. What is the meaning of that? But the meaning is a very deep meaning. Yom Kippur is a day of tshuva. Tshuva means to make a cheshma nefesh. So one day in the year, we have a Tisha B'Av, but then according to the Torah, it's only Yom Kippur, if you don't eat. One day, in the morning, you look already at the watch, when are we finishing the fast? I didn't have a coffee today. What happened? You're eating three times a day, you're having nash, you're having coffees. One day you don't eat. Yeah, I'm hungry, what can I do? So make a cheshma nefesh. If your body is hungry when you don't feed it, how does the neshama feel when she doesn't feel it? Ve'inisem es nafshoshechem. You should connect to the neshama to feel the hunger
that the neshama, the chelik alekayim imal, has from not giving her nourishment. So, Abaye v'Rava, what did Abaye say? Rava said, in order to become a yid, you need to learn Torah. Torah, I always say, Torah is the line to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. With a person that does not learn Torah gets disconnected from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He gets disconnected from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then all the hashpoas that he has from the street is influencing him, and Chas v'Chalila, he'll be disconnected altogether. The only connection, the line to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is only the learning Torah. You need to learn Torah every day, and I ashrechem, I'm akana you guys that leave everything and come to learn Torah in this holy holy place. It's murder. You don't know what you're doing with that. So Rava says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here. Yes, up there. But if you want to connect to him, it needs to be in the Beis HaMedrash. Abaye agreed with Rava, but he added. He says you have to prepare the Beis HaMedrash so strong that when you go out, you'll be able to take along that light of Torah. So so that's why the Torah is called Avayas Davaya Verove. Whatever you learn is the idea of the two small children Avaya Verove. When you're on the Samedrish, you connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Torah, with Tefillah. But the tachlis is that when you go out, like Abaye said, you should also feel the connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what is Chanukah? Ner Chanukah mitzvah lehanicha al Pesach beis mibachutz. It's a mitzvah to put on the Ner Chanukah, to take out the or from the menorah, from Torah, outside. We should fill ourselves with Torah Yerushalayim, that when going out, it will be with us. We will be able to take it into our daily Gashmis Dikaleben. We should always remember who we are. And I want to continue that when we're talking about Chanukah, we know that we dealt with what Golos? Yavan, right? It was not Yavan, the Greeks. Yavan. Bavel, Moda, Yavan. Chanukah is about Golos Yavan. Yavan, I wrote it last year, but it's relevant always. If I would be able, I would repeat it this year, because it's so strong. To look at the letters Yavan, you see an interesting thing. Three lines. Three lines. The Yud is a small line. The Vav, a little bit longer line. The Nun, the longest line. What's the mashmoas? In the Torah, every letter has a mashmoas, has a meaning. So what's Golos Yavan? And then we see a very interesting Chanukah. In Chanukah, there is something, it's a mitzvah, the Rabbanan, but there's something that we don't have in any mitzvah, Moira v'Rabbeisai. The Gemara says, mit ner Chanukah mitzvah, nerisha beisoy. The basic mitzvah is one light, one candle every night. One ner every night for the entire family. The Mahadran, those who want to upgrade the mitzvah, do it more. Mahadran, ner lechol echad ve'echad. They light a ner for every member of the family. The Hamahadran and a Mahadran, those who are really want to upgrade even higher, they're adding every night, they're adding another ner. So we have basic, Mahadran and Mahadran. Why? What's the meaning of that? So I said the explanation is as follows. The Gemara says in Masechet Shabbos, Kach darko shel ha-yetzer hara. This is the way of the yetzer hara when he wants to get someone. He doesn't begin saying do an aveira. He begins just a little bit. Hayim oyma lo yasei kach. Today, he tells him, do this. Daven a little bit faster, just Krishna, just Shemanes, Chas v'Chalila. Mocher, Oymolah, say Kach. Tomorrow he says it's enough Krishna. So we have three levels. Hayom, today, he tells him do only a small thing. Mochor, tomorrow, he says do. And then the third time he grabs you. Why three times? So I thought that these three times allude to the Gemara in Masechta Sukkah, I think that Nun Beis Samad Aleph, that the Gemara said that the Yetzer Hara has three names. He has seven names, but three. Halech, he's only walking through. Oirech, he's a guest. Ish, he's a balabais. He belongs to the place. So it says. So the Gemara says, the Yetzer Hara, when it begins, he just walks in and says, good morning, and he goes out. That's it. He just says, how are you? He walks out. Halech. Then he comes in. Oh, I didn't schmooze with you a long time. What's doing? Let's have a coffee. He's already a guest. The third time is the ish, is the balabais. He tells already what to do and what not to do. Halech oirech ish. There's a wonderful gematria from the Halege Gemara. He says, the way it's written in the Gemara, halech, hey lamet koh, and oirech is without above, the way it's said in Pasuk. The Gemara also brings it, also without above. Halech oirech ish is the gematria exactly yetzerah. Exactly. Yetzerah. Halech oirech ish. So the Yetzer Hara has three ways. He just walks into your life and says, good morning. You just open the computer, you just open the telephone. I'm not going to go into that. I'm just, Yetzer, you need to watch out whatever you're doing. You need to be on the alert. Halech, he walks in. And then he says, okay, let's schmooze a little bit. And then the third level is Ish. So this is, Hayim oimolei asei kach equals heilach. Mocher, tomorrow he tells you even more. He's already a guest. And the third time is balabos. Look at the letters Yovan. First the Yud, that's Klipas Yovan. He begins with a tiny, Hayim oimolei asei kach. The Vov is Mocher oimolei asei kach. And the Nun is Acho oimolei. Then he puts his laps into you. And it's conveyor that he's balabos at your house. That's Klipas Yovan. So Chazal, when they overcame the Yevonim, they made three levels. First, just like by Tumah, it goes, you begin a little bit, and then you become more involved, and more involved. But Kiddush is the same thing. You cannot become a big Talmud Chacham in one day, Meir Barabai Sai. And this is very, very important. I once heard a word, and I connected it very strong. The Medrash says, "Vayara lekim eskol asher osa vehinei toiv mo'oid." Hakadosh Baruch Hu saw whatever he did, and it's very good. So the Medrash says, "Toiv, good. What's toiv? Yetzer toiv. Mo'oid ze yetzer ra. Why is the yetzer ra called mo'oid? Why? Because the yetzer tov says, be good, start connecting to Hakadosh Baruch Hu." The Yetzer Hara knows that he might lose you. So he says, no, learning an hour doesn't count. You need to learn 15 hours a day. He knows you can't do it. Then he's got you in your pocket. Toiv mo'oid ze Yetzer Hara. When you're trying to be overly good that you can't, you're not there yet. Then over there you can fall. We need one step at a time. The first night, we're lighting one candle. The second night, we're lightening the darkness with two candles. All of you, everyone, and all, including me, we need to begin with tiny steps. Tiny steps. We all, I always say that, and I'm going to repeat. We have over here, Beliyah and Hora, how many Bokharim? I'm not counting. We have Bokharim. And you have in the yeshiva. And you have in the world. There's no two people the same. Every person, every fingerprint is different. What is the message? HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not create copies, only originals. Every person who sits here has a mission. Was sent down in this world to fulfill his mission. And nobody can fulfill your mission. The biggest Talmud Chacham in the world, the biggest tzaddik in the world, cannot fulfill your mission. You have a special mission, and that the Yetzer says, what's the difference if I do? No. The Gemara says, Chayev kol odom loimer Kolo oylem lo nivra elo bishvili. This whole world was only created because of me. The world was created because of me. I'm a poshet habacher. No, you have a mission. You are going to marry a woman, and you're going to bring down children in this world, and you're going to be a businessman. And over there, you need to bring in the Ner Chanukah to lighten the darkness of the world, of your world that you're going to create. So this is the message that we need to remember. And that's why we need to begin with tiny steps. We need to reveal every person. When he's going to give Din V'Cheshbon after 100, what do you need to reveal? Ribbono Shel Olam, I found out who I am. What are my talents? What is my potential? That is what you need to do with this world. You need to prepare. Take all together what we shmooz. You need to be prepared to have the tools to go out in the cold and the darkness of the world. And to bring in, and to, yes, I promise you, you're going to enjoy the world more than any, the biggest goyim and those who don't enter it. With Torah, you're going to have such an awe in your world. Everything is going to have a different meaning. The supper is going to have a different meaning. I say sometimes, imagine a goy gets up, he eats you in the free before davening. After davening, 2 hours, and then you make kiddush. Oh, that you can enjoy the world. It's a marshal. Yes, the only way you can bring in joy, real simcha, is by connecting to the Torah and connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And each person needs to know that I need to give Din V'Cheshbon if I dig into myself to find out who am I. And believe me, you have no idea who you are. If you will reveal your koiches, your what your abilities are in influencing people, where you are, stopping what you're doing, saying, we need to daven mincha, let's daven mincha. To be mekadeshim shemaim, you have such opportunities to bring in the Or Hashem and the darkness. That is the message of Chanukah. That is the Yovan. The So I said, that's why the word Hayom is repeated so many times in the Torah. I didn't get a chance to count it. And Kriya Shema, Va'aftas Hashem Alokecha Hashanecha Metzavcha Hayom, Vohoyem Shemoya Hayom. It's repeated again and again. Hayom Azeh. Why Hayom? Because when the Yetzer Hara comes, Hayom Oyim Alaseikach, you must stop him. And that is the reason why we put on a mezuzah at the door. Why do we put on a mezuzah? It's Shema Yisrael, it's Kabbalah Zolmach HaShemayim, yes. But what is the why you put, we tell the Yetzirah, don't even dare to come in. Don't come say good morning. He's a Halach. He comes in. No. In the Beis Hamikdash, especially as a in Kedusha, you cannot come in. If you put the mezuzah by the doorstep and you don't let him in, then you're assured that you will have shmirah. And that's the message. So Chanukah, where do you put Chanukah? Mitzvah al Pesach beisam b'chit. One side mezuzah b'yamin, and then Chanukah b'smol. Why? Mezuzah is to avoid the Yetzer Hara from coming into my house to say good morning. He shouldn't be a halach. He shouldn't even walk in to say good morning. And the Chanukah, you are exporting what you learned in the yeshiva. And that's why, Tyre Bukharam, please note where you are. And that's one of the greatest gifts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that a person can have, to appreciate what you have. The Yetzer Hara always says, look, and the neighbors, how does it go? The grass is greener by the neighbor, right? Look what you have, the matana that you have, the rosh yeshivas that you have. Tell me the chachomim. You have opportunity to change and to upgrade your life that will help you to build your future generations. Every day that you are here equals many, many years of the generations to come. So take advantage of the great gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you. Let's remember the message of Abaye Verovei to when you ask, where's HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Here in Yeshiva over there. But we connect through the learning in the Yeshiva. And like Abaye, when we go out, we should be able to take along whatever we learned, all the experiences. And that is the message of Chanukah, Mitzvah Lehanicha Al Pesach Baisei Mebachotz. We should be zoiche to have Siyata D'Shemaya, to see them all become Gdolim B'Torah. And those who will become Balei Batim, businessmen, should be businessmen that should be, they should be representatives of the Heilige Torah. Wherever you are, you should show, you should be a proud Jew. I am a Yid, I'm a Shemit Torah Mitzvahs. All the Indians and the Puerto Ricans, nobody's ashamed how he's dressed. Just we are it. We're not ashamed. I'm a proud Jew. I'm a servant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I'm a messenger that represents him. That's what you should be. And we should zoiche to Eirush on Mashiach b'mehera b'yimeinu. Amen.
I'll take questions if you want. If everyone, the Rebbe is willing to just answer, we have a few minutes. If anyone has some questions, you could ask the Rebbe. Trust me, I've been by the Rebbe many, many times. The Rebbe opens up his bias to me. It's incredible anytime that the Rebbe is willing to give his time always. But I bring Talmidim to him all the time, and he could ask anything you could imagine. The Rebbe understands, and if anyone has any questions, anything on Yiddishkeit and life, it's a good opportunity, a special opportunity. Does anybody have anything to ask the Rebbe?
It seems to get all the answers.
The Rebbe's words. So I'll ask the Rebbe one question, maybe for the Talmidim.
That was a good idea.
And that is, what about the Talmidim? Everything the Rebbe spoke about, of building a connection to Torah that we could bring outside and incorporate into our entire lives, but also meet them that have a very difficult time connecting to Torah. They're not enjoying the learning. They understand that they could hear that it's chashiv and we should, but we're not enjoying the learning. And how do we build a cheshek, an enjoyment for the Torah itself, for the learning?
Yeah, this is a very good question and a very appropriate question that some people just don't feel a connection to Torah. Honestly, I think also from experience that first of all we need to believe that everybody has a chelik in the v'seichel kein b'sarasech. I think that the idea is, and I'm sure that they're trying to do it, is that there are parts of Torah probably they would be able to connect. Gemara, for example, some people. Just don't get it. It doesn't work for them. So if they would have patience and learn it, and they would know again and again, try, they would break it through. But that's the problem, that they don't enjoy it. I think that the idea is finding which chelik and Torah they would enjoy. I saw Bochram that they didn't connect to Gemara. How much you tried it, but learning halachas every day, learning medrash, learning machshove, they were able to kindle the fire of Torah. So I think that that's our achrayas, to get those bocharim to find where they could connect, and sometimes these bocharim might not so connect to Torah, but they will do chesed and they will do they're connecting more to davening. Usually those who don't have cheshik to learn don't have cheshik to learn. But I think the idea is to find, just like a child doesn't like to eat, what are you going to let him starve? You're trying to find what this child does love. In Torah there's so many drachim and there's so many varieties. I think that we need, it's the problem of keeping up with the yeshiva. So that we can get them to learn Amud Gemara Rashi without any mefarshim, just giving them, explain that just learning the letters, how much Kedusha it brings into them, but finding where they could connect. learning Medrash, learning certain Sforum that have a certain way to explain things. I found it very, very effective.
Anyone has? Oh, I'll keep on going. Maybe the Rebbe could also give a little chizik for boys and how to build just a feeling of relationship with Hashem. Even if there's an emunah intellectually, it's hard to feel daily that Hashem is in our lives and we're walking with Hashem and live our lives like that. How can we build a closer feeling of Hashem in our lives?
Okay, this is a very, very important question, because I feel that this is a question even for those who supposedly are big Hasidim or connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I think I'm happy that Shiva brought it up, because it's an important question. There is a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have a general connection. We know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech Yisrael. He's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's the Melech Olam. He's Elokei Yisrael. So I found out that a person can daven and learn and feel only a connection to the general HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I think what is much more important is to find your personal connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Your personal landline, cell phone, to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I think by doing that is, I remember somebody that had a problem with Yiddishkeit, and I asked him, and he looked at me, I asked him, did you ever phone HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What are you talking about? Did you ever phone HaKadosh Baruch Hu on a personal level? He says he doesn't answer. No, I says he does answer. Call him on a personal level. Say, Ribbono Shel Olam, I don't feel you. Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm alone out there. I'm trying to connect to you. It doesn't go. Show me who you are. Connect to me. And I promise you that you're gonna. From the beginning, you're a little click on the line. You're gonna be able to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the first time we see the connection between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Avraham Avinu was in Parshas Lech Lecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, "Vayim Hashem al Avraham, Lech Lecha me'artzecha me'maladetecha me'beis avicha, Ela Oretz asher areka." I want you to remember that. Ela Oretz, to the land that I'm going to show you. The Zohar HaKadosh says that this pasuk speaks to every Jew. Avram is the Neshama. Avram. He's a father, Ram. It comes from the sky. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells every Yid, Lech lecho me'artzecho, leave the Eretz Elyona. The Neshama comes from above. Where to? How will I survive? So I call it the four world godly GPS. Ela Oretz Asher Areka. Remember the code. To the land that I'm going to show you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't tell you where to go. He says, I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you where to go. I once had a story. I went to a bar mitzvah. And the guy says, you take the highway and you take this. And in the middle of the way, we lost. So he says, you know what? Be on the phone constantly and I'm going to show you where to go. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you beforehand where do you go, then you're not connected to Him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will show you where to go. And when you have a dilemma, and when you have a problem, and when you have a question, and boys, believe me, will you have dilemmas in life. Believe me, how much questions you will have. What to do, how to raise your children, how to connect to your wife. The answer is much better than ways. Ela Oretz Asher Areka. I'm going to show you where to go. But in order to find out where to go, you need to look what Ribbono Shel Olam, show me where to go. If you will connect on a personal level, when you have a problem, remember that, and I can sign it for you. Start doing it. I promise you, next time we're here, you're going to see such a tremendous change, such a beautiful connection. A personal connection. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Medrash says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, he said, Onoichi Hashem Elokecha, the Loshin Yochid, not plural, not Onoichi Hashem Elokecha, Onoichi Hashem Elokecha, I am your God. So we need to connect to Him not only as a Elokei Yisroel, which is important, but as a personal mentor, as a personal guider. And when you have the next problem, or you have already the problem, try it. When davening, you daven together, but speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on a personal level. By davening, we're saying Baruch Atu. We're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because by davening, he reveals himself to us. Try it. Have problems at home? Have personal problems? Today, Rabbani Shalom, you're davening, you just talk to him. Open a line. Tell him to reveal, and you're going to see how all of a sudden you're going to get an idea. You're going to have, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will show you. This is the Ela Ores Asher Arei. I will always show you. But you need to pick up your eyes and ask him, where should I go? Right or left? That's the way we live. And that's the Siyata Nishmaya. There's so many shirim begging to come. I'm not Chas V'Chalila, I'm just giving them a Rebbeinu Shalom. Yeah, he's very serious. Whenever he comes to Israel, the guy is too serious that I should miss. No, I'm coming. I'm leaving tonight to Israel. I have wedding Shabbat brachas every night. I'm leaving tonight, and I said I'm going to come because everybody needs it seriously. Why? I bet the Rebbeinu Shalom. Okay, we're going to go. We're going to have a shmos with our brothers, the same world. Rebbeinu, look at the tzaddikim. Look at their faces. Tzaddikim. They want to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's hard for them. Not everybody comes from a house that helps them. But that HaKadosh Baruch Hu points his finger and he waits for you to come out of that shell, to connect to him, to become his messenger, to spread the Torah, to spread his love. That's what you should do. Kultur.
And I thank the Rebbe for all the words of shalom and advice. If you can come line up this way to give Shalom to the Rebbe from this way out, it'll be easiest.